Okay, we're back this week in Waukesha with our guest, U.S. Senate candidate Pete Pekarsky. Pete, we're really glad to have you back. And also, just arrived in the studio, back from the farmer's market, is our new downtown 11th District Alderperson Alicia Helbenslaven. She'll be coming on after Pete. And and before we begin with Pete, too, I want to remind let everyone know, too, next week's show, we do have the esports champion, Coach Andrew Yep, on from Waukesha South. But we also want to give people a chance to, if there's a loved one that they lost in service to our country, you know, for Memorial Day weekend, we encourage you to call in and give it, you know, say that loved one's name and maybe share a memory. We'd love to have you, love to hear from you here on the show, here on the Shaw. So, Pete, since you were on last in February, a lot's happened in this country. We know Russia invaded the Ukraine. We know a letter got circulated from the Supreme Court about, you know, overturning Roe v. Wade. And, well, let's start with, I mean, you know, history is moving fast. Politics are moving fast. And one of these is, well, and you've been very outspoken about your platform on pro-choice. Let's start with that real quick and just, you know, kind of a brief statement.
With
on
Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
Yeah. People realized when that opinion leaked on May 2nd that there was about to be a big problem. I realized it back on February 28th when I ordered up 200 spots a month in this state, saying that in the if I'm in the Senate, I am voting to codify Roe v. Wade. I mean, it's as simple as that. That ad, I think, was on WAUK, among other stations. And
sure.
That's my position. Yeah. That's what should happen.
Sure. What do you think about Senator Johnson's response to all of this?
Senator Johnson doesn't seem to be too supportive of women or the autonomy of women and girls or them obtaining the health care that they need and the other attention that they need. I am. And I think it's time for all of us to be that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So I have Pete's card here, and it's PekarskyForWisconsin.com is the campaign site. Check that out. PekarskyForWisconsin.com for Wisconsin.com. But on the back of Pete's card is he has basically his platform, protecting our democracy, universal health care, universal broadband, supporting union jobs, sustainable agriculture, affordable education, ban systemic racism, climate action, justice for veterans and foreign wars, anti-corruption, stop wealth inequality. There's a lot going on there. Do you have a priority, you know, for any of these, you know, do you, for these items, you know, like I said, it's quite a shopping list. You know, what would you, as our senator, what would you plan on going after first, or how would you approach all of these issues?
The priority is protecting our democracy. Unless we protect our democracy and elect the people who are going to represent us and do what should be done for the people of this country, we're not going to get any of the other 11 issues. We're not going to get universal health care as a basic right. Mm-hmm. We're not going to codify Roe v. Wade. We're not going to do our very best to end systemic racism. We're not going to have sustainable agriculture, which is, you know, a critical concern for the farmers and the people who depend on farmers. And the people who depend on farmers are everybody in this country because everybody has to eat.
Yeah.
And you know, and we're not... We have to support and put the right people in office to support the workers and unions of this country so they get a fair shake. There are federal laws protecting them. Sometimes they're enforced, sometimes less so. And it's time to do an awful lot to make certain that the people in Washington, the Department of Labor, the Department of Justice, and the National Labor Relations Board make sure that there is a compliance with the law across this country, whether it's an organizing campaign or anything else. And we've got to put the people in the Congress to make that happen. In addition, you know, to keeping somebody in the White House who's totally sympathetic and totally on board with protecting the rights of all Americans.
Sure. If you don't mind, what specifically would you have in mind for stopping or curbing wealth inequality?
There, for starters, there is private equity people are allowed to pay taxes on something called carry. This is pretty complicated. On something called carried interest, at roughly a 15% rate. If you got a bad back and you're standing up, cooking hamburgers 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, or digging ditches, or you're a neurosurgeon in an operating room, you're paying a much higher tax rate in general. That's got to go. These guys, these men and women, mainly men, are making billions of dollars, and they got to be taxed at a reasonable rate. That's start there. There are a whole
fair taxes.
There are a whole bundle of other things. I mean, it gets pretty complicated real fast in the tax code and elsewhere that have got to get changed to try and reduce wealth inequality. The way in which our laws have been twisted. To put that money into the top 1% of this country. It's time to put it to the benefit of the entire country, all 100% of us.
Sure. Well, good. No, I appreciate that answer. And, you know, justice for veterans, again, as we head towards Memorial Day, could you talk about that for a quick moment?
Yeah, it's our obligation to support the veterans throughout their lives. I mean, they were there, they defended this country, and it's our obligation to get them the medical care, whether it's physical issues, mental health issues, whatever it is, it's our obligation to support them and to support them promptly. There should not be long waits to get attention at a VA hospital or from a VA doctor. We've got to work things out to get our veterans the care they need when they need it, not 3, 4, 5 months down the line. That is one of the things that's got to be done. It's one of the things I'm looking at.
Sure.
Quick follow-up on that, Don.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, is really the veterans' mental health services, talking about Mental Health Month too, really key, and that's a big lagging area.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for throwing that in, Jason. And then we have 2 minutes for our next break, but I wanted to let you know, Pete's looking for signatures to secure his name on the ballot. What do people do?
If you want, just... the nomination papers are available in various places. If you want to, just send an email to info@pekarskyforwisconsin.com. It's on the website, pekarskyforwisconsin.com, and say, I'd like a set of nomination papers. We'll get you a PDF file. You can print it out, sign it. You can sign. You can circulate your own signature. Basically, you fill out this form. As you're signing to put my name on the ballot, down below you certify, you circulate it, mail it back to it. The address is on the form. It's in Milwaukee. We got to get the original ink paper back to us, but we'd really appreciate it. That's what can be done. Thank you very much, Don. Thank you very much,
Pete,
for
thanks for stopping
here.
By. Good luck with the rest of the campaign trail. Stick around, folks. Our next guest is our new downtown alderperson, as I call alder dude, Alicia Halbenslaven from the 11th District. This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Thanks very much.
Okay.